And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great guest for you this morning, Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some local fishing, some bluefin fishing, yellowtail fishing, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Cook up, man. Having a great time this morning. Going to be great talking fishing with Jamie. I'm
pumped. Great to see Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Get to overlook your beautiful Parker every day here at the world headquarters. And tell us about Season Sport Fishing.
Oh, I love that boat so much.
Yeah, it's such
I look
nice
at it
boat.
Every day.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a nice vantage point for here. I've never seen it from the office. So. We've been around. I actually was just notified by a customer. It's 15 years this year. 15 years.
Wow, no kidding.
The little boat that could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We started out with a 25 Parker, kind of ran that for 5 years, and then we've got the 34, and then Dwayne Miller kind of took over the 25, you know, on that side of thing. And then we actually got a center console when that big bluefin showed up jig fishing back in 15 and 16. So, yeah, we mostly do a four-pack. We sold the 25 and the 23, so now we're just with the 34. So we kind of do a four- or five-pack.
The only 34 on the West Coast, right?
It's a rare boat. There's only one here. They made, I believe, 11 or 12 of them.
They made that many?
Yeah. So this is the only one that made it.
All the others are on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's bitching. I don't know what
it's a really nice
I don't know what
boat.
Better word to describe it by. It is... it's like a 25 Parker, which, you know, you talk about, you know, just being like the perfect design small boat. And if you took that boat and just made it bigger in every direction, that's what this thing is.
Yeah.
It's just, I love Jamie's boat.
It's a
I've
big
got boat envy.
Boat, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
really cool.
In July, we actually did a whole electronics upgrade. So we had an old NavNet system. Mid-season, we kind of signed a deal with Furuno as a brand ambassador, which is really cool. So they came on the boat. We kind of like, you know, blueprinted everything out. And so we went with the TZ3, the whole new system. So
wow.
Downstairs, we got 2 16s, one upstairs, 12, out on the deck for the customers to kind of watch the fish TV.
Yeah, I noticed
that's cool.
Yeah, so and the new radar. We kept our sonar. We got a side scan, you know, CH-270.
You do have a side scan sonar.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And at that time, when we got the sonar, we got a, you know, we obviously had more bait capacity. So we kind of stepped up to a 200-gallon, you know, bait tank.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, swimming pool. So we take a lot more bait. But,
yeah,
it's a cool rig. It's comfortable. It's fast when it wants to be fast. You know, we take our time. You know, I was always told, you know, you can haul ass and, you know, catch one, or you can take your time and kill them all. So that's our motto on the boat.
Yeah.
But it's fast when we want to chase bird schools and, you know.
When we need to,
yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do last year? What was kind of the program last year, and what's the program this year?
Well, it's been a cookie cutter, you know, kind of thing. You know, that bluefin shows up early down below. You know, we obviously start hearing, you know, the big boats starting to go down and, you know, on a day and a half trip and catching this stuff, whether it's, you know, during the day or in the dark. And, you know, that's kind of in our mindset. We mostly do like a 5-to-5 trip, so. That being said, you know, we kind of start off the Coronado Islands doing the rockfish thing, you know, looking for yellowtail, you know, midday kind of deal. And then when that bluefin gets in with like 50 or 60 miles, you know, then we have like our bluefin fishermen that kind of want to, you know.
The thing I always liked about, you know, because we see Jamie unload every day, you know, he's right out the door of the tackle store, is you would watch what was clearly whatever a group's decision. You know, from the outside looking in, you could always tell that, like, that boat did whatever their group wanted to do. Because 2 or 3 days in a row, you'd see them unloading 40- and 50-pound bluefins and nice bags and all those kinds of things. And then the next day, in the middle of good, you know, in the middle of what could be conceived as, you know, trophy bluefin opportunities, there's a boat that comes off with a bucket full of reds and yellows and bass or whatever else. You know, like, clearly those guys didn't want a trophy hunt. They just wanted numbers. And so some people get so wrapped up into, no, I'm only fishing big ones. That's all we want to do. But if somebody wants to go out and have a great time with the family and yank and crank, like, you would watch those. Or kelp paddying. You know, there's an opportunity to catch a 150-pounder. And I'm sure Jamie, you know, waits all year for that opportunity. But if the guys want to go catch yellow, no problem. Like, we would watch them mix it up all the time.
Yeah, and then that's exactly right. So, like, you know, the night before, I talked to all of our customers for the next day when I get back in from a trip. What we saw that day, you know, what we did, what, you know, like the code group, the other boats were doing. And we just lay it out, like, you know, either we can go here and, you know, we can catch a bunch. We can go there. We maybe can catch one. You know, we got to drive here long distance. We got to, you know, maybe not drive so far and, you know, and fish a lot more. So, yeah, we just kind of lay it out. And it's really in our customers, you know, end of the day.
Oh, for sure. A lot more satisfaction that
Yeah.
way.
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, you know, you're out there sometimes burning your eyeballs all day for one big bite on the kite and staring, and all of a sudden, then all of a sudden you see this boat back in with, you know, big reds and lings and six yellows and a bunch of, it's like, man, I wish I would have just done that all day.
Yeah, way more fun,
yeah, totally,
right?
Yeah, I just dig it. It's a cool program.
Jamie
and
I are talking before the show how much we love rockfish fishing. You know, a lot of people go, rockfishing, you know. Rockfish fishing around here is fun.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And with the small reels and the braid, you know, I know it's probably been 10 or 11 years now. I'm probably, like, you know, saying it again. But, like, yeah, it's so much fun with these small reels and straight braid.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
You must have some good spots.
You know, we've spent some time. we've scanned, you know, that sonar.
Yeah, exactly.
Were we able just to scan the
ocean
floor?
You can actually see the rockfish.
I mean, we're scanning for stones. So,
wow.
I mean, like, you know, when we're driving, that thing's down all the time, whether we're commuting back and forth, you know, from the rock pile to, you know, Ensenada. I mean, if we're fishing the beach for yellowtail, that thing's down, and, you know, I'm looking at the bottom. So, you know, a nice jag of rocks come under the boat. It's, you know, a little...
Get a little mark.
Yeah, man overboard.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new secret spot.
Yeah, we'll hit that on the way home when fishing's tough. Like, you know, we're down the beach, and we haven't caught any yellows, guys. It's, you know, midday. We're having a tough day. You know, let's slide into the beach, and there's that stone that I drove over, you know, 6 months ago. So
right.
So here we are, middle to end of March. You know, there's some yellows at the Coronados. Kind of similar pasture, do you think?
It feels like it. Yeah. It definitely feels like it. You know, I'm hoping this year's a little better. You know, we had a tough year last year at the islands fishing yellows.
Yeah, it wasn't a normal year.
It wasn't a normal year. We didn't actually spend a lot of time there. There was a lot of bluefin around, so yeah. Which was, you know, knock on wood.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, oh, darn. You know, and hopefully that's just, you know, the same thing this year. You know, I don't mind that at all, but I definitely love that yellowtail fishing at Coronado's. So,
so much
we'll
fun.
Start out doing that, you know. We go in the morning, we look for yellowtail, you know, give it a couple hours. And if we're not seeing it kind of like that morning tide, then we'll slide out to the stones and fish that and then, you know, finish up in the afternoon looking around, too, for yellow. So
everybody has a favorite go-to rockfish rig. What do you prefer?
I'm kind of the, you know, the long dropper loop. That's my deal. One hook, big dropper, you know, big tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And sardine?
Just a sardine, yeah, yeah. A big sardine, yeah. And then, you know, I mean, those reds like the, you know, that full squid. So,
yeah.
You know, more fishing reds. I mean, they love that stuff. So, yeah.
And what kind of rig you like rod, reel, line, lure?
You know, I love our Talakatens.
Talakatens.
You know, we've been fortunate. I've been fishing for Shimano for the last decade.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. You know, so they've been super helpful getting, you know, gear on the boat. And so our boat rods are Talca 10s and 12s. So
nice.
We fish those 10s mostly, yeah, for inshore stuff, and then we'll fish those 12s for, you know, bluefin offshore.
So if somebody comes on Seasons and they say, I don't really have any gear, you got them covered?
We've got them covered. That's
with all the Shimano gear?
And most guys that do have gear, that might have great gear, it's easy. They just bring their beer and their lunch.
And don't have to mess with it. They use your gear.
They use our gear. So yeah. We've got all Talakas from, you know, from our 10s to our 12s to our 20s to our 25s and then our 50s for kite reels. So.
Wow.
Jamie's also one of those boats that you'll go fishing on and sometimes look up and see something in the rack that you don't recognize. A lot of testing gear makes its way onto the Seasons before it may. Like, we'll... You know, he'll have fish stuff that we haven't even heard of in the tackle store yet, you know, in casual conversation, like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever, this new Speedmaster's coming out. Like, yeah, I've been fishing that thing for a year now. Yeah. It's really good. You know, like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. So, they're real good. The engineers will, you know, give us stuff to fish, like that Torium 40 before it was out. So we were fishing that, you know, and the Speedmaster stuff. And they want us to just go beat it up, you know.
Yeah.
Just beat it up. Put it in the passenger's hands, no pictures, you know, and just fish it hard.
And
they basically, then we give it back to them, and they just basically take it apart and, you know, go through it all. And
yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of Shimano, I want to say big congratulations to our buddy Kikoa from Shimano, who has now been promoted to the Western Regional Sales Manager.
Yeah,
Shimano.
Big deal, man.
Yeah, and you know Kikoa from working with him on tackle. He's been with Shimano over 30 years. He's the second longest term employee for Shimano on the West Coast. Yeah.
And that's what it's such a great company. I mean, you look at Dave, you know, you talk about the president of Shimano that went from, you know, obviously doing tackle to, you know, being the president. I mean, there's so much room for growth.
And Dave was here visiting Doug and Rick at the tackle store this week.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
All the way from North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
So.
And how, I mean, like you say, that's the number one. That's the head guy who literally.
El Presidente.
Yeah, exactly. Who came by just to do what they do. Check in on the dealer. How are you guys doing? How are we doing? You know, what's great for you guys? What do we need to do? Just all that kind of stuff. That's number one. You know?
Show off Kikoa.
Yeah, saying,
hey, he's a new guy. He's not so new anymore. but it's really stoked to have Kikoa here on the Western region and helping out Matt Towner and everybody here. It's really going to be an upgrade for sure.
Cool
position.
We're
pretty stoked with him for sure. So, next weekend you're fishing.
Yes,
obviously today a little bit of wind, so you had to cancel. But next weekend looking good.
Next week's
looking good.
Yeah,
so.
Weather all week's looking good. We're going to start on Saturday. We got charter Saturday, Sunday. So booking, you know, for the Coronado. So we're going to go in there.
What are you going to do?
We're going to go. What I just said. We're going to go slide around those islands and, you know, do some runs around it and look for yellows in the morning and then obviously, you know, fish some cod if needed and then, you know, fall back on, you know, in the afternoon. You know, it takes a couple of days to get in there and, you know, because time, obviously, you know, kind of scanning around, it takes some time to, you know, look at north, look at the middle, look at south. I mean, you might want to run on down to the rock pile, you know, and look down there. And so it takes a couple of days to look around.
Yeah.
Lots of places those things could be hiding.
Absolutely. You know, they could be out to the west a little bit, out in deeper water. I mean, they're obviously, you know, this time of year you're fishing them in deep water anyway. You know, it's all yo-yo fishing. you know, on some of that hard bottom grounds too. So when we're catching cods, we're catching yellow too. So
and the little bit of yellowtail that is being caught right now, I don't think it nearly tells the tale for what's there. Only because yesterday Taylor, one of the guys who works in the shop with us, he fished with Taro earlier in the week when the Liberty was down there, and you know, for the few that they caught, he said they were pretty much stopping and hopscotching on spot to spot all day long. Like that, the volume was there. Whatever condition was there that made it reluctant to want to bite real good just hadn't.
Saw a lot.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it's like they didn't have their handful of fish out of one lucky stop that they spent all day long looking, and they got it, and they caught a handful out of it. It was just stop after stop, didn't bite it all this time, picked off one, nothing on the next three stops, picked off another. You know, I mean, it was there. So
and that stuff might just be starting to get in there too.
Right.
So you know what I mean? It just might be kind of trying to find its forage and find its way. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know, once it fills in, then it's like. You know, game on.
Come on. Yeah. But the good news is they saw a lot of spots.
Yeah.
So,
that's
yeah.
Nice. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, we like hearing that.
We love hearing that. So. And that's, you know, Taro or, you know, or Booger or, you know, Matt or any of those guys. I mean, you know, they have one big hit. And, you know, I mean, those guys, you know, they just set it off for good. All of us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And that's going to happen.
Good for business. You know it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So four pack pretty much is standard on seasons.
Yeah, four. We take five. We do take five. Up to five, yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
Super comfortable
super
for five.
Yeah, super comfortable for five. Everybody's got a place to, you know, to sit down, you know, and obviously fish on the rail. There's, yeah, it's plenty of room.
It's big.
It's really big.
I mean, like you just can't think what you would think of in a four pack, five pack boat. It's there's a lot of room.
Yeah, it's a big cockpit. Like, you know, obviously you have a Pacifica, so I mean, you look at, you know, it's
yeah, what's the beam on that 34?
It's almost 12, so
12.
Yeah, 11.
Wow.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, my 36 Pacific is 13, so that gives you an idea. It's a big boat.
It's a big boat. It's, you know, and it's all cockpit, you know. So
it is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's huge.
Small, you know, it's obviously got a, you know, a nice house, but it's all dance floor, so.
Like twice as big as a 25.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If not more. I mean, it's just giant. Like, I love it. I walk by it every day of my life because that's where I park. So,
yeah,
I look at
cool
it every
boat.
Day.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Jamie from Season Sport Fishing.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. And talk about a guy that covers it all. I mean, we touched on a little bit from inshore to offshore to yellows to kelps to marlins, the whole nine. It's what Jamie does. And going to be a lot of fun talking fishing with he and talking fishing with you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the call in here. Let's Talk Hookup. Also, you can shoot us a text. The text the show option becoming hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and that is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, super easy to get. If you haven't got it already, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the easiest way to listen to the show and certainly a very easy way to participate because you can text in your questions to Jamie. Not only are we having fun talking about seasons all day today, we're also giving away a couple of really killer prize packs from Seasons, and Jamie always does such a good job with the, you know, the Seasons gear and always cool designs, cool, you know, just what we wear, fish lifestyle type stuff. And so there's a clothing swag pack from Seasons that's going to be given away not only to one lucky caller, but also to the texter. So we're doing a Seasons clothing swag pack for each, one for a lucky caller and one for a lucky texter. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Jamie, it's 213-432-1090, or fire us a text at Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is. The great sound system and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro and you will meet Martha, the store manager, that heads up the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35
5-gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
The fishing season is here, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you've been following us on Instagram, you know that we've been loading up on tackle. The best fishing gear is hard to get this year, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to Sail at the Docks, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Those that came to our sale in February know what incredible deals we had, and by popular demand, we are doing it again. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram and get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge spring sale number 2, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. We will see you at the landing.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, have some fun with us, talking to Jamie, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
You know, yesterday we heard Mike Lum and the spots talking about win $2,500 accurate shopping spree. You heard Dave Nielsen talking about it on the show yesterday.
I started thinking about that more yesterday. Yeah. $2,500 goes a long way when you're talking about real. I mean, you could
that's a whole arsenal.
You could fully outfit yourself with brand new Valiants. You could you get three ATD, whatever. Like, I mean, that's some serious shopping spree.
50 available ticket book. So you buy a 20, basically what it is, you buy a 20 ticket book for $200 to the grand raffle, which happens at the end of April with amazing prizes. Go to rollokids.org to see all the prizes. But there's a whole bunch of prizes available for that. I mean, one year they gave away a boat. Remember that?
I do remember
Davis
that.
Boat. Several years, but there's a lot of great prizes. 7 day on the Royal Polaris. There's a ton of great prizes in there. You get another 5 tickets for free. So you get 25 tickets for the grand raffle at for $200, and you are one of 50 to enter into that $2,500 shopping spree for accurate. Yesterday, Tim Baker almost sold it out. There's as of this morning, there were only 12 left, 12 spots left to this. So, if you've been thinking about it, you want to take advantage of it. Don't wait too long. Get on Tim Baker this morning. You can either email him by win@rollokids.org, win@rollokids.org, or call Tim and leave a message at 909 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. He'll call you back. Leave a message, he'll call you back.
I love the way they do those bonus raffles, too, where there's only 50 spots. You know, I mean, obviously they could leave it open, and they could and would sell more, but, like, you just know that you've got a legitimate shot at winning that bonus prize. I mean, you're 1 in 50. Like, that's, and if you buy a couple of them, you're even more than that. Like, it's really cool.
So when they sell those last 12, then they're going to give the $2,500 chopper. You don't have to wait till April 30th.
Exactly.
They're going to do the raffle for that $2,500, the 1 in 50 raffle for that $2,500 of Accurate product.
When the 50th one is paid for, then they raffle it off.
You get to go out to Accurate and, like, kind of pick what you want.
I think it's so cool. Yeah, totally. Custom, all the custom stuff that they do, too, engravings and color. That's
the boys will take good care of you.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Texters and the callers are each have a chance to win a package of Seasoned Sport Fishing clothing.
Yeah, cool opportunity. We're both. So, again, callers and texters, give us a call. 213-432-1090. We're going to start on the tech side this morning. This is from Jason from Rancho Bernardo. Says, good morning, everybody. Have you heard of the half-day boats, if any of them allow for kill bags as a way to help preserve the catch for better quality rather than throwing them in the gunny sacks? I watch a lot of shows on Florida, and things have been moving, you know, things move that way with fish going into ice brines and such like that. And although I can't give you an answer for these, these boats, which I think for the most part still utilize the same system, you know, bags kept cool. And, I can say, like, I know the half-day boat out of our landing, and I'm sure the other's probably the same. If guys are re-riding, they have, they have cold storage available. If, you know, so fish are caught in the morning, guys going to go in the afternoon, they'll put them into cold storage up top, things like that. But as far as the regular bags, I don't have an answer.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it also does give us a really good segue into kill bags, and I was just curious the same way on fish care on small boat. You know, one, how's the best way to do it? How do you guys do it? You know, just how does fish care kind of handle on seasons?
Well, we basically buy all our ice in the morning, you know, at the landing, at the ice house, and then that gets, you know, carted down, and everything gets stored in our, we got a big Yeti, a 210.
So
we'll put 150,
a lot of Yeti.
We take 150 pounds of ice a day. Our boat has basically a fish hold with a kill bag that kind of lines that fish hold. So all the ice stays in that Yeti, and then as we catch, we sprinkle. So it's layering. Ooh. So obviously things are bled, bucket bled, on the smaller side of stuff, and then cared for properly like that. And then it gets laid in the fish hold, and then we layer it with ice, shut that, you know, obviously that hatch, and then we fish, and then the next fish. So we just, that ice stays cold and fresh out of the Yeti, and we just keep layering. So
that's really good care. And then do you fillet or do you send it to a processor?
No, so it's all up to our customer, you know. It's included in the price. We'll fillet your fish for you. With this new DFG, basically regulations on the tuna, bigger tuna, we try to go straight to the processor just because of, you know, we want the best care for your meat, you know what I mean, and send you home, you know, with trash bags of meat. So
To follow the rules, you'd have to literally be sending somebody home with a 55 gallon trash bag,
right? One barrel,
because the loin can't be portioned to be filleted on the boat. So you've got to, you know, on a big fish, you've got to see a 5 foot long, you know,
on a triple loin, triple digit fish. I mean, you're looking at
it's a big loin.
It's a big loin plus the collar. So
no question. Well, that's good. And do you do half day trips too?
We do half day trips. We see a lot more this time of year. Just because once the season starts getting rolling, most of our stuff is charter. We do open party trips through the landing as well. Again, to kind of fill in maybe an open date that, you know, we have during the week. But most of our charters are 5 to 5 full day island or offshore. So.
Okay. Going back slightly, when you talked about, you know, you hatch it, is the fish hold that's, it's like it's in the deck, or is it just in the, you're talking about layering, like?
Yeah, it's behind the, so the backs, the aft of the boat, there's basically the bench seat, and then that whole back thing before the outboards is.
That's awesome. That's all insulated,
it's
big
all
box.
Insulated, yep.
That's
so
cool.
So we got a big kill bag that lives in there, and then, you know, any big fish, we obviously have another couple kill bags in the tower that we'll bring down it, you know, when that fish is bigger than our fish hold. So
very nice.
Yeah,
kind of covered.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, let's go and jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. We're going to start off this morning with Ralph. Ralph's calling us from Menifee this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. How's everyone doing?
What's up, Ralph?
Morning.
Hey, Jamie, going back to even like your music days, I was wondering, two-part question, where did you come up with seasons, all of your artwork, designs, all that kind of stuff? It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the second part of the question is, on your website, when you guys go do your rock fishing program, you've got some slob reds in there, and I was just wondering, what is your go-to rig and bait setup there?
Well, yeah, first off, yeah, you know the other side of the company, but yeah, Seasons Sport Fishing started from Seasons Recording, so I have a music business that I've had for 25 years. That's what I did. You know, I went to school to be a recording engineer, did studio stuff, and then obviously when that market kind of fell apart, the vinyl sales, all that stuff fell apart, we started the fishing side. So that's kind of where the season sport fishing came from, and basically fishing's based on seasons, so it just kind of worked. But
you still have the recording
studio. I still have the recording. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So we still do that. We still obviously license music and all
that
good stuff. I don't do it as much because obviously our fishing season's begun from 6 months to 9 months now or 10 months.
It stretches out.
But yeah, your second question. Yeah, I mean we're fishing. I was telling Pete here a little earlier. I mean we like dropper loop fishing, big spider hitch loops. For those big reds, we like fishing full squid, and primarily if we can get squid from Catalina, fresh dead, that we make ourselves and or a friend makes for us, that's properly cared for, frozen. Those reds just, I mean,
the full size,
full size squid, big Aki, twist, like a 6-0, and yeah.
But I'm with Ralph. I mean, day after day after day, these guys come back with trips that look like they were at Colonnet.
Yeah. Big ones.
Consistently big ones. It's impressive.
Yeah, you can't really go fish that pink squid. You know what I mean? That's the name of the game is that proper, fresh dead, wherever you can get it. If you go make it yourself or you go buy it, it's got to be clean. It's you can't have that pink.
Good stuff.
The bleached out.
What is proper? You've mentioned that twice now. Properly cared for.
So
what does that mean? How's that work?
So let's just say I was at Catalina, we're fishing, and we went up there just to a bait run, just to make bait. We basically we'll crowd our bait for the night, and everything gets basically into a bait scoop net and flush through. We kill it. It inks out, and then it gets basically washed out through our bait scoop and then into, 5-gallon bags or 1-gallon bags, and then straight into a freezer. So that bait it hasn't seen.
Makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
It's
got to ink out, and you got to wash it out.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. So you're not putting it into the Ziploc alive.
No.
Okay.
No, it's dying in its 5-gallon bucket. It's a short period of time. It's not sitting in there for an hour.
So you scoop it out, it goes into a bucket, it dies in the bucket, it inks in the bucket, and then we
basically take your bait scoop and you bait scoop it up and you wash down hose with salt and
so you get it has freshly died, it has inked itself out, then you're rinsing it out to get the ink off of it.
Yep. And then that's
it goes into a Ziploc.
In the Ziploc, and that's another way. So when you're fishing that stuff and you open your Ziploc, you don't have black ink, all over the boat. So it's super clean when you're fishing too. So
And super fresh.
And is the Ziploc just wedged as full as you can get it?
No. You don't want to wedge it. It's usually half a Ziploc full, and that makes it nice. So you're not using a bunch of bags and wasting a bunch of squid if you're only going to fish.
Busting one open and then using all that work from the time before.
Exactly.
So, all right.
And that's the same if you're fishing sea bass or yellows. It's just that stuff will eat fresh dead squid more than it'll eat a live squid.
Candy.
So. Candy.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja with our buddy John Ireland calling us live from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Captain. Well, our first real week of fishing, and it's been pretty darn good. We're pleased. We're sending out 4 or 5 boats a day. Water temp is about 70, 71 degrees, which is just about normal for this time of year. It's been nice all week, no wind, clear, flat water. Highs are in the low 80s, real, real nice weather this time of year. Highs are in the low 80s. It's cool mornings. Gosh, it gets down to about 55 degrees, which is cool for us in the morning. But real, real nice weather, nice time of year. And the fishing's really, really good. I sent you that picture of our boy Steve Crotty with that load of big yellowtail. And a real, real consistent bite, especially over the last 3 or 4 days on the yellowtail. big fish, you know, 20 to 45 pound yellowtail, real tuggers, and real close in as well. They're off the front of La Rivera on that very first drop off in 50 to 150 feet of water. They're actually catching, which is kind of unique, and I've never really seen it before. They're actually making live ballyhoo. They're netting live ballyhoo early in the morning and using those for bait, dropping those down to the bottom. And they've got real nice Spanish mackerel as well. Those have been deadly, and everybody's catching a lot of yellowtail now, you know, 4 to 6 nice fish per boat per day. They're also off the front of Los Barriles as well. There's a drop off there, and it's only about 50 or 60 feet of water, but they're pulling them out of there real, real regular. Unusual for this time of year, but very welcome, our Dorado. We've got some nice Dorado, nice-sized Dorado, couple per boat, with a range of between 10 and 35 pounds. They're south of Pulmo Park, actually a little south of Fraley's, and not far off the beach, a mile or two off the beach. Troll feathers are really working well for them. Hoochies, they're loving the hoochies. And then the troll ballyhoo, and the mackerel, too, when they're stopped. In the same area, striped marlin, quite a few striped marlin around that. And, you know, stripers are, this time of year, pretty common. You know, actually, the best time to catch striped marlin is March and April. It really is real consistent striped marlin fishing. And there's loads of them around. They're south in the same area, south of Fraley's there, mixed with the Dorado. And they're taking the troll ballyhoo, and we're getting a lot of really nice live mackerel as well. We got good bait right now, and they're stopping and throwing live mackerel on the marlin as well, and picking up a few. People that are targeting the marlin are getting them, but there's more. Everybody really wants those yellowtail, of course, in the Dorado as well. So, but a real good start for it's really our first week of really. Haven't at it, and we're happy. It bodes well for a good season, you guys.
We say it every time, John, but the pictures of the yellows that gentleman that was fishing with you had this week, like, they're just all big ones down
big
there.
Ones.
It trips me out. They don't make small yellowtail in the East Cape.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one that's below 20 pounds down there. And that big fish that the gentleman had on the dock, it was just they're really, really nice grade. Been very fun to watch.
Yeah, and real tuggers, too. You know, they pick them up off the bottom, and they'll rock you if they get the opportunity. Pound for pound, those yellowtail really, really pull.
No doubt.
They're right up there with the yellowfin. I honestly believe pound for pound. Fun stuff, guys.
Great stuff, John. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, I think we still have a couple spots left on our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in early June. Going to be a lot of fun. Sponsored by Statewide Stripes. $1,000 cash up for grabs from Statewide Stripes. Thanks to Dave for that. And if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. Yeah, 3 rooms left. So, yeah, give us a call. 800-646-2252 or RancholandNarrow.com. We're posting pictures now of these big yellowtail. Some fun, guys.
All right.
Good fishing.
Fantastic. Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen.
All right. Hey, some great text coming through, right? You got one.
Totally, yeah. This one was from Mario in Pasadena. Says, guys, there's always lots of talk hearing on the show about conditions for bass, yellowtail, et cetera. What conditions are you looking for when you're fishing for reds, and are they condition-driven? And, I mean, I don't want this show to just be about rockfish because Jamie does so much, but you guys do have such a really good handle on that. Is there a condition that promotes better cod type fishing for you guys?
Absolutely. I mean, those fish are so driven on conditions. It's just like any other fish. You know, when we see like our typical, like, you know, late fall, you know, our offshore in the morning kind of winds, those fish don't like to bite on an offshore wind. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's the way the current's running on that particular stem, they don't bite. As soon as that offshore wind stops, I tell my passengers every morning, we just have to, you know, wait it out. And as soon as that, you know, that wind switches to a northwest, it bites.
How do they know?
But, yeah it's just, you know, it could be the way you're drifting. It definitely current, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we see those things when there is a lot of current, you know. We're fishing deep around these parts, you know, 350 and plus.
Yeah.
So when we have a lot of current, obviously it's tough. You're fishing with a lot of weight. But, yeah, current is definitely, you know, when the current slows down, these fish are they don't want to chase baits. So when you have current and you're moving kind of quick, they don't like to bite very well either.
Too much current, too much wind.
Those reds are lazy. I mean, they like it just, you know.
But you need some current.
You need some current, for sure. Yeah. You can't just be sitting, you know, spinning
motionless,
circles.
Spinning around.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me about, especially reds, is that you'll go to your go-to stones, and they're just not there. Mm. And then you'll go back to them, like, even in the same day, like the afternoon, like you say, and they'll be all over it.
Yep.
But they move around,
and
right?
They totally move around.
Yeah.
And we do that every year. We go and we'll find our favorite stones, and it's just, you know, maybe, you know, whitefish or something. They're in school, so we're looking for that school, like you're looking for a school of yellowtail. So and I don't, you know, they might be deeper, they might have been shallower in the mud, you know, I don't know what they're doing or where they've gone, but they're not on that stone. But you could come back, you know, catch one, and all of a sudden, okay guys, you know, we see it here, it's like, and then it starts to bite. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's just like any other, you know, schooling fish. Yeah, yeah. You got to find them and then catch them.
Yeah, that's the challenge of it too.
Yeah.
That's why
people,
if you like to fish rockfish, especially on your own boat or going with you, it's a hunt.
Yeah, it's a hunt. Yeah, people just think, oh, you know, you got a 12-ounce sinker and you pull it down, we're going to catch everything. No, it's not the case.
Not if you want the good stuff.
Not if you want the good stuff. Yeah, exactly.
You want to sit there and catch bullcatch and whitefish all day.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Exactly.
Right?
But if you want to find the goodies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to work for it.
Yeah. For sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump to those phones. You want to get through 213-432-1090 open right now.
Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. My question to the captain is what is the best setup for YC bass?
That's a great question.
A good setup.
You know, we fished a it depends on what you're fishing. So if you're fishing a egg sinker with a live squid, you know, we like a CalStar, you know, 800 heavy, you know, longer rod with a Talca 20, or not, excuse me, a Trinidad 20.
Trinidad 20,
yeah. And then, you know, on a dropper loop setup, we like our Talca 12, you know, with a shorter 7-foot rod, like you said, a Therese heavy, extra heavy, so. And then, you know, fishing dropper loops for that. So.
And this is that time of the year. I mean, we heard Mark Wish yesterday talking about those guys that came in with those big Lunker sea bass. I mean, this is the time of the year you start to go on the hunt, right?
Yeah, you start going on the hunt. I mean, it's, you know, there's been a little bit through the wintertime, guys that, you know, have gotten over there and put in their time. But, you know, that once that water temp gets up into that 60, you know, degree range, that squid starts to spawn and, you know, the nest starts to build and that fish starts to get on it. So,
do you do island runs on the seasons? Yeah,
we do. We haven't, you know, since the bluefin showed up, you know, in 15, 14, was 14 was our last legit sea bass year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And to be honest, I haven't caught a sea bass since 14.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just,
when every single passenger wants to go catch a 100-pound bluefin, you don't get a whole lot of time pulling the anchor gear out.
No. And that's the thing. You know, I would always move the boat back up to Orange County and we'd fish, you know, 2 or 3 months up there, three months. And then come back down here. But, yeah, the last, since 15, you know, 14.
Not doing that.
No. But it's just people want to catch a bluefin, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. What about Clemente? Do that?
Yeah. Definitely fish Clemente. You know, we'll go fish yellows and, you know, look for bluefin there, too. So.
Just depends on where the fish are, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Just, all right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
It cracks me up, and I love thinking about, you know, what Jamie's recommendation was. Perfect big sea bass outfit. But, you know, you talk about fishing a sliding egg sinker and a squid and an 800 heavy and, Trinidad 20. That's it. That's the tool in your hand.
That's a good one.
You rewind the clock back, you know, to where all this big beach fish and big sea bass and what wasn't a thing. And, you know, the white sea bass special, the Mark Wishrod, was an 800 extra light. And now we're talking about an 800 heavy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in its day.
Big ones.
Yeah, I mean, you read Into the Gray, you read 220 fathoms, like the ultimate sea bass rig was a, you know, a Trinidad 14 and, you know, and 15 pound or 25 pound and an 800 extra light to, you know, that was your squid slider outfit. And then you flash forward to 2022, Trinidad 20, heavy Power Pro, heavy fluorocarbon slider, and an 800 heavy rod. I mean, that 800 heavy, you could kill a 100-pound tuna with it.
And then big sea bass around, you know, it's just, you know, and that kelp.
You want to be prepared,
right? You need to pull hard with a kelp cutter rig.
Yeah.
That's cool. I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We got more phone calls. We got catch reports finding out with biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from Amaskini Airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You were just talking about Trinidad.
Oh.
I mean, that's, Jamie, I mean, you know it. It's got to be one of the greatest reels ever invented.
Ever invented.
Yeah.
And the DC that they built years and years ago,
man.
I mean, that's so sought after. I mean, same thing, just a machine.
But the Trinidad 20A, that is a machine,
it
right?
It is a machine.
So powerful, easy to cast a mile. Rick, I mean, one of your favorite rigs.
I don't think that you can improve upon it. I mean, I look forward to the day that they figure something out, but it fits in your hands. It's so strong. There's so much power. Like, it just, you know, you take that reel and any other Star Drag by any other manufacturer, you put the same weight, same rod and reel, it's going to be physically easier to turn the handle with the Trinidad than it will something else. It's power, it's fishability. They're the bomb.
Yeah, and if you don't want to spend the money on a Trinidad, Torium HG, it's not a Trinidad, but it's pretty darn close. It's a great reel, and it does the job. 14 to 40 now in Torium. So check it out, Trinidad or Torium, at your local Shimano dealer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup again. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. If you want to be a part of it, 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Jamie, but also your shot at winning that killer season swag pack, man. Going to be a fun show and a fun, cool prize for a lucky caller and a lucky texter at the end of the show today.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting.
It's time for that catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the brand new sizes of number 2 and number 4, perfect for those finicky fish from the Nautilus Lights, the regular Nautilus, and the new Nautilus HDs. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu, you have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle shops. Let's find out what's going on up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Woolley, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Great times here this morning. Letting this little weather pass and looking forward to getting back at it.
Yeah, totally. Hopefully, did Pika call you guys last week, or did we strike out?
No, we struck out.
Yeah, no Pika last week. He's probably busy shagging bass.
Yeah, Pika owes me some push-ups. Yeah, I was on the jury. And I No big deal. He probably forgot to change his clock or something.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
Okay. All good. Well, hey, good week up here for us. Along the coast here, the weather did allow us to get out every day, which was good for, you know, the local guys here. Water temps in our little zone here, 60 degrees. Finally, we saw some of that this week. And with that, we did see a little uptick with the bass kind of in the afternoons when the breeze kind of stopped out of the southeast and, you know, conditions kind of settled out. But most of the action still right now is coming at or near the bottom for our guys. So sliding egg sinker setups, Carolina rigs, dropper loops, those are what fished the best for us this week and got the most bites. Still, though, some nice sheephead, some whitefish and bass, again, for those guys on the bottom. Just the guys that are staying with it, you know. This is the time of year where you can easily get, you know, bummed out if you're not getting bites on every bait. So certainly the guys that are sticking with it are the ones that are catching the majority of the fish on those half-day trips. And three-quarter day right now, where it's just straight rockfish program for us. Some mixed results out deep this week. You know, a couple days with some decent fishing on the mixed rockfish with some nice reds on the whole squid or the fresh dead that we got from the Fury from their, you know, island stuff. And then some better-sized boccaccio on the live sardines. But there's still plenty of other mixed stuff like the whitefish and the sculpin. We had a few days with some really heavy downhill current, which made getting lines to the fish really tricky. I know you guys were talking about current and stuff out there fishing rockfish just a few minutes ago. It couldn't be any more true. You know, the days that the breeze is coming off the beach or the other direction, it's really tricky in the mornings. And then with too much current just makes it impossible. So we had some of that the last couple of days with that big moon, just really hard to get the lines to the fish. But on the days that we were able to, you know, we're still seeing some of those reds, whitefish, and all that other stuff. So same deal. We did have to slide into the shallows yesterday just with the amount of people we had on the boat and the current. We ended up fishing some bass in there off Pendleton, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp. Same pretty much program as the half-day scene, just slow and on the bottom kind of a deal. And then for the Fury over at Clemente, you know, he had some great rockfish over there for his passengers. Like I said, I jumped on there Saturday night last week and was fishing over there Sunday. It was pretty rough, but we had some nice rockfish for that effort. We couldn't get up west because of the way the weather was coming, so it's been hard to kind of keep tabs on that yellowtail that was up that direction for those guys just as a result of no boats there the last few days. But we did get around the front and we had a real good bonito hit at the end of our day, you know, five fish limits for the 30 guys on the boat. That was a fun way to kind of end that day. So that island is ready. It just needs the coverage, and it needs the guys to get back over there to keep tabs on all that. So that's pretty much it for us here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly watch the weather windows, but give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794, or you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup website or check us out at danawarf.com.
Well, certainly a good week of weather coming. I don't think that's going to get in our way of being able to go check every one of check. Looks like we're settling into some nice high pressure here. So hopefully the weather sticks and we keep after them. Willie, a great report as always, bro. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Right on. Thanks, Willie. All right. With that, from Dana Wharf, we're going to hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
Gentlemen, I got a case here, Rock Cod, where technology meet surf fishing.
Oh, I'm ready to hear it. Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get right into this. You know, we had a full moon, of course, with strong tides, improved weather, all kind of worked together for some better fishing this week. And that Grunion run we recently had, so we're seeing a lot of sign here. More white sea bass catches this week, some larger perch showing on the northern front. Good reef fishing along Malibu beaches, and more solid halibut catches to the south. And we had a couple Corbina this week. That start up north, hook, line, and sinker reported more white sea bass catches on the beaches. You know, we've been talking about north of the harbor there, and that's still the area. And get this, a shop regular flew a drone right outside the surf there and spotted a big bait ball of anchovy, and right on that bait ball was a school of white sea bass. So he got to fishing, and after several casts, hooked and landed a 33-inch legal white sea bass. So, you know, like
all
I
right.
said, technology,
that is technology meets surfing.
Surfacing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's remarkable what those things can do and the perspective they can give you. Anyways, back to the report here, 33 inch fish Another legal fish was taken there off Refugio. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing on the reach beaches, and this has been going on for a few weeks, too. It's all on the bottom. Anglers are soaking squid or fresh market shrimp for a mix of calico bass, sand bass, cabazon, and shallow water rockfish. One of the regulars there sent me some photos of his catch this week, and it was really nice. Some nice cabazon, I think it's 16-inch calico bass. We'll put that in the pages of Western Outdoor News. Big Fish reported good barred perch fishing. Surfside Sunset Beach has been the good stretch there. No real big fish, but really biting, you know, easy limit, mussel, lugworms, 4 to 6 inch fish, something like that. Ketchum Tackle reported warming water in Newport Harbor. One of the shop regulars worked the docks around the pavilion for 17 spotted bay bass. That's quite a day. He was fishing small swim baits there. A Corbino was also reported off river jetties. Pacific Coast reported more halibut catches. Mission in San Diego Bay and the lagoons. It seems to be in the bay still. A shop regular there took a 23-inch fish in San Diego Bay, but reported that he lost about a 20-pounder on the landing there, trying to land it off the rocks, which is typical. He was using trap-rigged whole sardines, so if you're looking for a bigger bite, that might be a way to go at it. Some of the bay waters is up in the upper 60 degrees, so two Corbino were also taken off the Army-Navy Academy there, and then two Orange Mouth were taken inside Mission Bay. So if that's not a full slate of characters starting to enter the scene here as we approach spring, I don't know what looks better than the prospects for the surf angler right now.
Yeah, like lots of good. I mean, spring is good time for surf anglers, bay fishermen. Good time for all anglers, right? To get out there.
Are those Corbina you talked about, is that a little early for the season? I mean, I wouldn't think that we would have been talking about that for another few weeks still, Gundy.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Rockhot, is that I've had reports all through the winter of guys spotting some fish. So I don't know if it's just the milder winter may allow some of those fish to stay in the surf line.
Sure.
I've always, you know, we used to get in the wintertime when we'd haul real small anchovies in Dana Point, like outside the surf line in Oceanside, we'd get some of these Corbina in the wintertime. So, you know, I've always thought that they moved outside in the colder waters and maybe fed on, you know, small finfish or something like that and then moved in the beach as it warmed. So these may be holdovers. I don't know. It kind of had me scratching my head, too, Rucka.
Well, I like it, man. Whatever it is, we'll take it.
Don't ask why. Just like fish them.
Yeah, exactly. Like everything we like to catch. I don't care why it's here, but I'm stoked about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Great report, Gundy. Appreciate that. And next week, we're going to have to find out what kind of drone we need to start scouring for bait for us from the surf. Great report, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, gentlemen. Yeah, great show.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate that. Going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, it's on. The spring season is around the corner. It is time to hit the beach. And for all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Also, the CCA and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of those on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details and more at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hello, I'm David Nilsson with Accurate Products, and I wanted to tell you about an exciting new promotion that Accurate is putting together for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. Accurate will be giving away a $2,500 shopping spree to one lucky winner. Our family has been a proud sponsor of the Rollo program since it began, and we wanted to help kick off this year with a fun promotion that will continue to benefit the Rollo's Kids Fishing Program and allow someone the opportunity to add some of our USA-made products to their fishing tackle. Anyone who buys a book of Rollo Grand Raffle tickets starting March 19th will be entered into our Accurate Shopping Spree. Only a limited amount of tickets will be sold, and details can be found at rollokids.org. I hope you will join us in supporting the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. And on behalf of all of us at Accurate, good luck.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.